Yeah, so one of the films, Farewell Amour, which is a very, very interesting drama from Tanzanian American writer-director Ekwa Msangi. The structure of this has a touch of Rashomon to it, a touch of Amoris Peros. What happens is we start with a Richard Curtis moment, a family being reunited at an airport. Walter has been living in America in Brooklyn for many years. He's now joined by his wife and daughter. They were separated by the Civil War in Angola. Walter and Esther met there as students. She's been living in Tanzania with their daughter Sylvia. Now they're reunited, but they've been apart for years. We discover 17 years. Walter has been living his own life, having his own relationships. We first see the story from his point of view. We see Esther arriving as a woman who he hardly knows anymore. She's become deeply religious. She's against drinking, which Walter likes to do. She's against dancing, which it turns out their daughter likes. Then the story flips back and we see the same events play out from the point of view of other characters. We learn about their daughter's experience, that she too loves dance, that she has a life outside of the life imagined by her mother. And we see the world through her mother's eyes, someone who was taken in and supported by a church at a time when she needed support, and whose passion for the church and for her religion has grown. So she is, almost as if she is married to the church rather than to her husband. This is a beautifully observed drama. Again, I didn't know much about it in advance. I didn't know about the format. I didn't know it was, I mean, the format could sound like a dramatic contrivance, but it really isn't. That, revisiting from different angles works really well. The other thing that's important is that dance is a very big part of the narrative. And in many ways, the film itself is a kind of dance. It dances around the time structure. It dances around the characters and the perspectives. And it does indeed become a film about dance, quite literally, mate, because there is actually a kind of dance-off involved in it. And I was put in mind of how much the ending of I'm Thinking of Ending Things, the Charlie Kaufman film, which broke into dance and absolutely didn't work. And I couldn't figure out why, because I keep saying that I think that dance is almost the highest art form. I wish I understood it better. And here's the reason. In this film, Farewell Amour, the dance is completely organic and structural. And it's in the DNA of the story and the characters. And in the Charlie Kaufman film, the dance is a completely intellectual effort to not do a horror scene. And it's like somebody has sat down and thought it rather than felt it. And the difference between the two films is like the difference between something which is completely organic and heartfelt and has, you can feel the blood rushing in the drama and you can feel the characters and you can feel the dance. And on the other side, something which is cold and cynical and cerebral and contrived and ultimately boring. This is the opposite of that. So the best thing I can say about the film, which I really, really enjoyed, it's on Mubi, and it's called Farewell Amour, is it is the opposite of I'm Thinking of Ending Things.